During that sprint, the news from Iraq may play a significant role. Yesterday, kidnappers in Iraq released two Turkish engineers. The kidnappers had been threatening to kill the engineers unless their employers pulled out of Iraq. The Turks were among many foreign workers the U.S. is depending on to help in Iraq's reconstruction. They're taking big risks to earn big salaries, and NPR's Ivan Watson spoke to some of them.
Three times a day, American troops line up in chow halls like this one at bases all across Iraq for buffet meals that often include fresh fruit, Gatorade, burgers, and on special occasions, lobster tail, crab legs, and ribs.
Just one rib.
The soldiers in this tent are served not by Iraqis, but workers from other third world countries. In fact, there's a virtual army of contracted laborers from Africa, the Middle East, the Indian subcontinent, and Southeast Asia, all employed in Iraq to help keep the U.S.-led military force here in top fighting condition.
We're bringing the food. We are a logistic team. If we are not here, the U.S. soldiers stay hungry. And no water, no food, no anything.
Yiğitan Çekiç is a truck driver from Turkey. He's been hauling supplies to American bases all across Iraq for the last 9 months. It's a lucrative but dangerous job. Earlier this month, Iraqi insurgents killed Çekiç's uncle as he drove in a convoy through Baghdad.
Yeah, his name's Ferit Nural.
What happened?
They shot him.
Driving?
Yes, while driving in the convoy, they shot him. He's dead for nothing.
Çekiç sat on a mattress in an air-conditioned trailer at a U.S. base in Najaf, watching Indian movies with other truck drivers from Turkey, Pakistan, Nepal, and Egypt. Each of these men described incidents when insurgents ambushed their huge convoys of 20 to 50 trucks, despite escorts provided by soldiers in American Humvees equipped with mounted machine guns. In several cases, militants have also taken foreign drivers hostage. Earlier this month, insurgents released a videotape showing the execution of a Turkish driver that prompted the pullout of several Turkish transport companies. So why, then, do men like Çekiç continue to work here?
For money, man. It's business. You know Turkey, and we know there. If you not have money, you not have life.
Çekiç says he makes $1,000 a month here, an excellent salary for many Turks. The same goes for an Indian who calls himself Joe. He said he was surprised when insurgents opened fire on his bus when he first rode into Iraq to take a job as a carpenter on a U.S. base.
So I thought war is over. I never knew about the bombs and this. Everything is going on over here, about this situation.
1 year later, however, Joe says he does not want to go back to India, where he earned just $60 a month as a shopkeeper in Goa.
$60. So now I'm getting $1,000. I am very great. And so now I think so I am used to the bombs and this position. I make good money over here, and my family is very happy.
Despite the risks, citizens of third world countries are likely to continue signing up for contracted jobs here. One Pakistani truck driver said, if 10 of us quit, there will be 100 more people lined up to take our place. Ivan Watson, NPR News.